And we're back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN, joined this next segment by Ben Jedlicka, game warden with the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. How are you doing?
Great. It's a little bit slippery out. I would advise slow down. It's a trail getting down here from North County. As soon as you get up past the county shops, there's a rut or a there's it there's a it's snow packed, and I saw several slide offs on my way here.
Yeah, we've heard that they got a little bit more snow, it sounds like, to the north of us, which maybe makes sense why they decided to close schools up there today.
Well, yeah, probably needed to, but they can't tell until early morning. The slide-offs I saw didn't have any injuries, and what she talked about earlier about needing blood for when that does happen, we do. The game wardens put together a sponsored blood donation. We do it in Topeka, and we do it as a business would. We've always done it in February. I'm not sure of the date yet for this year.
All right. And are you a blood donor yourself? It looks like you are.
Yes. I've given lots of times. They've done it well. They do it all around town. There's a church on Kimball that they do it on. They do it several different places. I'll never forget the time I gave at the Presbyterian Church. I think it's on 8th Street. And it was in the summer. And the guy that one of the blood people that was taking blood, one of those that was on that crew, had his mixtape. And they had great tunes. And it was in that sanctuary. It was just great music. Mm-hmm. And I've always told them that they should have music going. And they do.
Yeah, and they always try to put you at ease. There are some people who are scared of needles. But, man, it's so important because, as you mentioned, in times of emergency, that really comes in handy.
You get past that point where they prick your finger, and it's downhill from there. It's no problem at all.
Absolutely. Well, we're appreciative that you were able to come in on short notice here today. You've brought a flyer here from the Friends of Fancy Creek Range. Got some training coming up here in February.
Yes, Friends of Fancy Creek Range, I would say for about 10 years, has put on a range safety officer class. It's an NRA certified class. It'll be on February 15th, and they provide the safety personnel at the range when the range is open. The range is open the first weekend and third weekend of each month and the fourth Thursday of each month. And it's a great organization. It has so many volunteers that help to keep it safe and keep it open.
All right. What do people need to know if they want to get signed up for that?
Well, I've got a phone number here, but the best would be just stop in Tuttle Creek State Park office. There's a flyer. The phone number's on the third page of that flyer, and it's Kerry Moore puts that together and Dick Fultz. They are instructors, NRA certified instructors, to put on the NRA range safety officer class. When I was up at the range, there's a board up there that has a lot of the range safety officers in case we need to call somebody in. Well, if it was a day like this, they probably wouldn't be open, but they were open this past weekend. And but the crew of range safety officers, I think I counted 34 phone numbers that were up on the board there. So it's now, like any organization, you may have 34 that are in the area, but we rely on 10 or 20. Like any organization, doesn't matter how big it is, it's a lot of the work gets done by a very few number of people.
As far as the size of that range you have up there, Fancy Creek, how big is it?
It started out, it was put in 2000, well, I think it opened in 2002. It had, it's got, at that time, it has a 100 meter range, and that's a football field in distance, and that has 20 benches, 20 alleys or benches to shoot from. And then the pistol range is 25 meters. It had 9 benches to shoot from. So that's, 20 plus 9's round numbers, 30, 29. And then about 2006, 7, 8, we put in, there was a center 50-meter range that was not developed. It was kind of phased in. And we poured the pad, put a building in. The state came in and put the baffles in. And so it is 12. So the number of places that you can, number of benches to shoot from is on the 100 meters, 20. On the 50 meters is 12, plus the 9 at the pistol. Now that's going to change. That's going to change this year. You talked on about the, well, this morning I heard you talk about the building in Topeka that is going to be considered to be remodeled or tore down.
Yes.
And it looks like our range is going to be tore down and rebuilt this year. So we will be closed, but I can't tell you exactly when. And when we reopen, some of the distances will change. There'll be changes, but it is truly not going to be remodeled. It is going to be rebuilt. So not only will the county be building a range, as I understand, I still haven't figured out where it is.
It's south, the Tarkio disposal place down south of town.
That's where it is now. Everybody calls it Zinedale, right?
It's adjacent to the current range.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so Tarkio Disposal has had that.
Yeah.
That has been utilized for a lot of different things in the past. And so that is where it is adjacent to the current range.
Well, that makes some sense because it doesn't disrupt anybody new. A range is one of those things that it's not in my backyard, so they don't have to make any changes. There's a lot of study that goes in before a range can go in, and part of it is how does it affect those people in the neighborhood? And this range is really in an ideal place. It's kind of down in a draw, and there's not a lot of close neighbors. So and that's part of why it'll be rebuilt, I suppose.
I see. Now, prior to that being rebuilt here, there are some open range range open days.
Calendar's on here. Always the first and third. When I say the first weekend, if Sunday is the first of the month, well, that's not the first weekend. So we'll be open in March on the 7th and 8th. And which one's the Thursday? The 21st and 22nd. And then on the 26th would be the Thursday, the fourth Thursday of the month. So they'll still be in operation March and April, I'm sure, too. And so the opportunity is up there. And if that's your interest, well, we would sure take on new range safety officers.
Okay. Yeah, then the training's going on February 15th again. And he mentioned who you can contact before that. And you always, there's a daily fee, what, $10 per shooter? There's an observer's fee as well, so.
No, there's no observer's fee. How'd you get that?
I was looking up at the top here.
Okay.
Maybe I'm looking at something else.
It is. And truly, one of the reasons that the range is successful is there's a lot of Fort Riley soldiers, and they'll come up and utilize that with the $10 daily fee. Now, back in 2000, the early 2000s, there were not a lot of alternatives. Now there's other places to shoot. So that did, the competition of other places to shoot did slow down some of our daily users. But we've got a lot of members that are paying for the year. That has helped us. The soldiers in the area, God bless them, have helped us to keep the range in the black.
All right. Well, good information here. I want to ask you a little bit about fishing. This time of year, there's not a lot of great places for ice fishing, but is that something you've ever
done? I have. I've put a lot of holes in the ice.
Yeah.
I've not been very successful.
Yeah. I've always wanted to try that, but, you know.
Well, I wouldn't suggest it. We've had some good cold weather. There is ice on. What they're doing at the trout stream or trout pond, it used to be the trout stream, it's the Willow Lake, it's Tuttle Creek State Park, is they're taking something to break the ice, but they're not standing on the ice. Now, I've been out on the ice there this year so far. That it doesn't look like a year to go out on the ice so far, I've tried ice fishing. I've caught very few fish through the ice. Now, there are people better than me that are very successful on fishing on the ice.
Dave, have you ever ice fished?
No.
No. It sounds like no.
He doesn't sound like he will either.
Me and cold weather just are not compatible.
Well, you traveled to Nebraska, and Nebraska, there's a little more ice fishing, and there is a danger to it. There's a hazard to it.
Definitely, yeah.
But when the ice is good, it's, and I won't go into how you tell, but it has to be of a certain thickness and quality.
I'd be willing to bet that Matthew McConaughey has never ice fished either. Hmm. You seen that Mercury commercial? Oh, okay.
No, I don't have cable.
He's ice fishing.
I don't have cable, Dave.
So, yeah.
I guess I do. But
hey, it's always a pleasure to have you in. Thanks for filling in a pinch for us.
Thank you for having me. It's always fun to be here.
Yeah, we'll have him back here February 28th, so we're looking forward to talking to you again. Ben Jedlicka with the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism on In Focus. Also, thanks to Christy Ingalls from the Red Cross and the USD 383 school district officials here, Eric Reed and Kurt Herman.
Clark, Rush, Dan, the game. Boy, that's going to be fun today.